Hi, thanks for joining me today. My name is Deborah Dove, and I'm a Principal Program Manager on the Azure SQL Database team. I'm super excited to join you today in talking about how you manage large numbers of databases in the cloud with Azure SQL Database and Elastic Database Tools. So, common types of applications are proliferating the cloud, and we have truly redefined multi-tenant user applications with Azure SQL Database. And whether you're a greenfield cloud-born SaaS app, an ISV going SaaS and migrating and transitioning, or many of the other scenarios, you find that you come to a place where you're dealing with multiple tenant applications versus multiple single-tenant database applications, and which solution is the best for you. Clearly, we've found with Azure SQL Database and a large number of our SaaS developers that going with a single database per customer approach has brought huge benefits, including full database isolation, performance isolation, allowing for more app logic, performance governance, and many other aspects. But with that, you do have a complexity around managing scale out. Now, Elastic Pools has already tackled the area of managing performance at scale for you. But now when we go into managing at scale your databases, we have introduced Elastic Jobs, Elastic Database Jobs. And what Elastic Jobs allows you to do is it provides comparable job scripting functionality for Azure SQL databases in the cloud that SQL Agent provided for you across your databases, whether they be SQL Server on-premise or SQL Server in VM. And this has brought a lot of power to easing management and administration of applications, SaaS applications, using Azure DB in the cloud. So looking at this now, you've already gone with a scale-out model, data tier where customer per database, and bringing in Elastic Jobs now allows you that richness of executing T-SQL scripts as if all of those databases that have scaled out that contain similar schema are still one database. And within Elastic Jobs, it allows for the power of the agent to do the work for you to fan out that execution and get reliable execution and large scale through Elastic Jobs. Similarly, with other features in SQL Database Service, Elastic Jobs will have as an entry point to Elastic Jobs both a T-SQL interface in addition to the traditional Azure portal, PowerShell, and REST interfaces. So let's dig in even further into a demo. So I'm really excited now to show you how easy it is to manage scale out with jobs. Here I have the portal open. I'm gonna open up manage jobs, and you can see I've got a couple of jobs already created against this Elastic pool. And this is loading the information about the last time this job ran and against which databases, specifically all of the databases in the Elastic pool that it ran against. So let's create a new job. I'm gonna cruise over here to SSMS, and so you keep me honest, you can see I have a set of about 14 databases in this Elastic pool. A classic, simplified SaaS application, customer orders. And now let's create a new job against all of the databases in the Elastic pool simply by clicking Create Job. I'm gonna come over to SSMS and grab my idempotent create table statement. I'm gonna give that job a name, and I need to provide the credentials under which I want that job to execute. And so I'm providing both the username and password, and that's the credentials which the job will execute against all of the databases in the Elastic pool together asynchronously. And so this is now firing off against all, I believe I have here 14 databases in this pool. You can see here, each of them are tenant databases, single tenant per customer. And you can already see that we have a refresh, pretty fast refresh rate. So I had a simple customer orders SaaS application. I'm gonna refresh any one of these databases. And previously I had the four tables, and now you can see the test table exists in all of the databases. And so simply, by executing create job, add job, adding a single script, it executed and spawned that parent job across all 14 databases. I get detailed information about the start and end time of each job. And it ran so fast before I could even get back to SSMS and show you that everything was done. So in that demo, it really captured how you could propagate a simple schema change across all of your databases reflective by that data tier. In this case, it was all databases in an Elastic pool. And on the next execution of the job, it would automatically run. That's just one of a few, very few management administrative responsibilities that Elastic Jobs enables for SQL database. And going into a few others, whether it be app schema changes like updating statistics, you know, performance monitoring of your database, real-time health monitoring, business logic that might be looking at tracking SLAs within your customer databases, propagating reference data, and even going as far as rich business workflow stored calling. And I'm gonna go into that in a customer scenario here. We've got a number of customers, and this is just a sampling from a few of them, where they are running with Elastic Jobs script execution, and whether it be results returning or non-results returning, but very rich data collection scenarios, anywhere from 500 plus into the tens of thousands of databases. That means that their target group and all of the database members of that target group are all destination of the script defined by that job that's gonna run. These customers are running jobs as many as 25 plus jobs, which for some customers, they're running them as frequently as every 5 minutes to monthly management jobs. And at the high end, we have some customers that translates into greater than 150,000 Sprock invocations per day across all of their customer databases. As I touched on earlier in the scenarios, you know, these span from monitoring, aggregation, maintenance, business workflow. So currently, we're in preview, and I showed you in the demo before a portal example, and that's using our current public preview bits. Now, this Elastic Jobs architecture is a customer-hosted architecture. It enabled us to get and release quick to market, And we've actually had a number of internal and external customers running in production with these bits, as I mentioned earlier, very successfully. But I'm super excited to announce here that in the very near future, we will have an updated version of that preview where the customer is no longer having to host those additional Azure services. Instead, Elastic Jobs is just a feature of Azure SQL Database. And that job account is doing all of that work to read those job definitions out of the job database and record execution history and a richness around your target definitions that I'll get into in just a moment. Let's now look at, in detail, some good code around demoing richer propagation changes and jobs that allow you to have rich schedules and even getting in more detail around results-oriented returning jobs. Now, for our second demo, I'm going to show you similarly, but instead of an elastic pool, I want to target all databases in my server. And one of the things that I want to highlight here is I haven't yet created Elastic Pool for this application, but I definitely would do so to manage the transient nature of the activity of my tenants. In the previous demo, we targeted all of the databases in the Elastic Pool. That was our data tier. Here I've got roughly 67 databases in this server. And now with Elastic Jobs, we have expanded the API surface area to T-SQL, as I mentioned earlier, very similar to SQL Agent and how SQL Agent runs against MSDB. Elastic Database runs against a jobs, Elastic Database Jobs runs against a jobs metadata database. I'm on the cutting edge here. I'm on my test box, and my jobs database is in this test server 2, and it's in TestDB. And you can see here I have jobs metadata tables, similar to SQL Agent metadata tables in MSDB, and some views and stored procs. And we'll get into those in just a second. So similar to the first demo, I again have a scenario where I'm deploying out a newer version of my application. I want to push out some more schema and to take advantage of new features that'll be coming online in my application. I have four tables here, simple schema scenario, SAS scenario, customer orders. And I want to really show off here how Elastic Jobs brings an additional value add to scale out. First, we're going to create a target group. So previously, we executed that job against all databases in the pool. So the target group was the Elastic Pool, all databases in the Elastic Pool. Here, I'm going to create a target group that is of type server. So I've created my group name, demo server group. I'm now adding the server as a member to that group. And within my set of databases, you can see there's an include statement here that includes, yes, I want to include all the user databases contained within this server, DDEV jobs, but also I have a mapping database that I use as my data-dependent routing. I'm using the client library, the Elastic Tools client library, and I want to exclude the mapping data from, it exists in the same server, but I want to exclude that from my set of target group. And so simply here by saying exclude, I can exclude the mapping table. And this provides me the flexibility to really target just the data tier, my tenants, that I want to push the new schema out to. So let's look at, I've got a couple of groups created. You can see I've created a previous group where I have a workload running, and we'll get into a perf scenario, results returning scenario, in just a minute. And I also have my demo server group that I just created. And if we look at the members, you can see that within that demo server group, I've included the server, namely all the user databases within that server, but I have explicitly excluded the mapping DB, my database that I use to direct my client connections, my tenant connections, to the correct database. And this allows me a lot of power, because when I run this job now, I'm going to get the value of dynamic late binding. So I'm going to create this job using the stored proc SP add job. Everyone should be familiar with that. You're very familiar with SQL Agent. Elastic Jobs wants to reduce that friction of adoption, so we've adopted the similar T-SQL. And I'm now gonna add a job step to this job. And this job step, similar to the first demo, is again an idempotent create table that is gonna push a new table into my tenant databases. So let's go ahead and now I wanted to show one more thing. This job, because it's a schema, I'm going to run it once. So I've defined that I run it once, and I want to run it immediately. And so now I'm going to create that job step. And by creating that job step, because I've told it enabled, it's going to run immediately. And so I've created that job. And let's look at where we are now with regard to the job. The job exists. You can see I've got a version here, version 1. I've got the job steps for the job, and I've only got one job step in this instance. And now let's look at the executions itself as the job runs across all the databases. So we have gone off, and from that parent job, we dynamically expanded and evaluated what are all the tenant databases at this point in time, what is the database I need to exclude, and we've created child execution records that have already succeeded. I'm going to come over here and refresh, and that's how easy it is to execute a job with Elastic Jobs now with the new T-SQL API. As a new tenant onboards, if I need to rerun this job, I could simply rerun it. And because I've written an idempotent script here, it will only target any new tenants that have been added that do not contain the new schema. So let's jump a little fancier now. I told you earlier that I have a workload job running. I am running that workload job to simulate a load against my application. And a very familiar scenario for folks is both performance gathering, because they want to understand what are the characteristics and usage patterns of my tenants, my customers on my application. Now, as I create this second job, you can see I'm targeting the same collection. I don't need to recreate. Let's go back and look at that. Here, when I first created this one, I created a new target group called Demo Server Group. But I can now use the value of Elastic Jobs and reuse that target group, because I want to target the same set of databases. So as I create my second job, which is a results returning performance collection job. I can create that job. There's the job. I'm now going to add the job step, which the job step is simply calling a system DMV, DB resource stats. And I'm going to create that job step and run it and then walk you through some of the exciting commands here and additional value add that Elastic Jobs is bringing to the table. So, real quick to show you that job is running, you can see now I have my demo results job running, and I want to look at, let's look at the parent execution status at this point in time. You can see that at the parent, the job is running nice and fast today. It's already succeeded. I want to expand out and show you those child executions. And then real quick, before I pull in the results to show you the power of doing some reporting against this data, let's look at the job step itself. So I'm pushing out T-SQL to all of my tenant databases, except for that excluded database that I didn't want to include. So it's representative of my data tier of my customers. And here, again, I mentioned I targeted the same target group, demo server group, that I had already created. But I'm able to provide, where do I want these results to go? Here, I can output this data now into another database simply by specifying I'm going to output to a database. Here's the server, database, and table that I'd like it to go to. And then as I come over and look at, I have a results server here. So let's zoom in a little on this guy. I have a results server here. You can see I originally had no results table created within this server. I'm going to refresh here. And you can see there's a results table created, because if the table doesn't exist, we create the table for you based on the schema of the result set coming back. And now let's look just at the raw query. I can query that results database and that results table and get critical information about my tenant usage. Here, I'm gathering and ordering by highest CPU utilization, and I can see tenant 51 is really pounding the system right now and the most active. And this is amazing because this provides you so much power into scenarios, not just performance data collection, but also customer telemetry collection scenarios, where you can identify what features are your customers using within your application, who's your busiest customers, who's the most active. And what's great here is I can utilize this data and act on it. I can hook up Power BI against this results data and have an operational dashboard that is running. Here, I want to look at every customer and I want to look, I'm taking the same result set and I want to look at that result set that I'm continuing to grab. And I want to see for every customer, where is their busy times? And here's where I can really evaluate also, in addition to utilizing the tools in the portal, what sets of customers are good candidates to put together in a pool. Or I'm already operationally running and I set up operational thresholds where I want to be able to determine if I need to move particular tenants from one pool to another pool, maybe a standard pool into a premium pool. And you can see here, compared to the create table scenario before where I ran that once, here I'm running on a schedule of every 20 minutes because I want to gather that performance data and I want to continuously and easily monitor my customers and act on it and provide them the best experience possible. And so you can imagine here with Elastic Jobs, similar to SQL Agent for SQL Server, Elastic Jobs for Azure SQL Database has brought more power to the cloud. Not only can you manage schema, not only can you do customer scenarios like customer telemetry, performance scenarios, but we've got those first class experiences of targeting a group of databases, being able to include and exclude, dynamically evaluating those databases at job execution time. So your data tier can grow virtually infinitely, and you do not have to maintain and edit those job groups. You can build those up and those will grow with it automatically. And you have the power of pushing out results data and gathering insight into your application and your customer usage patterns. So after seeing those demos, I'm super excited with the amount of flexibility, ease of use, and familiarity with the platform that Elastic Jobs is going to bring you. Both your DevOps, Ops, and DBAs in your organization are going to be very happy to see that T-SQL interface similar to SQL Agent to allow you to create and manage those jobs. But as I mentioned previously, also PowerShell scripting interfaces as well as the portal. I'm super excited, and my call to action to you is please feel free to both play with Elastic Jobs that we have in preview today, but most importantly, feel free to reach out and contact me, ddove@microsoft.com, if you're interested in getting on board with the newer version of Elastic Jobs that I just demoed. That's integrated directly with Azure SQL Database and gives you the ease and power of managing and administrating large numbers of Azure SQL databases in your scale-out SaaS solutions. I'm very excited and I'm looking forward to hearing from you.